Welcome, everyone, to a mini-cast of Recorder on the Wall, where we are eventually going to make our way through every single Redwall book. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Katie.
As they say in Ireland, it's your boy, Drew.
Nice.
Drew, I didn't know you were going out on a far location for this one.
Yes, I am currently in... I couldn't even make up an Irish city in time for that. Get back to me.
Okay. All right. So our final episode on Martin the Warrior is actually a little bit delayed just due to scheduling on all of our parts. So the three of us are going to do just a quick little mini-sode because Katie was very nice and set up a Twitter account for us today.
Took me a whole 10 minutes.
Make it sound like it was more difficult.
I mean, hours and hours. Well, actually, I did have some trouble uploading the picture, so, you know.
You trudged through the snow to Twitter HQ.
Yes.
I called Steve Jobs. there are a few issues with that statement, but...
Yeah. I was going to say... I can make a really bad joke, but I'm not going to. So our Twitter handle is ROTWpod.
Yes, and that's also, we also have an email now on Gmail, and that's the same, ROTWpod@gmail.com. So send us your feedback. Send us your compliments. Please don't send any hate mail, because I have a really, really bad habit of engaging with the trolls, even though you're not supposed to. And that never goes well.
I can't even think of the right term for it, but kind of over defending. I could get very adult.
Well, you know, the Redwall fandom seems very nice, generally, so I think we're okay.
Yeah, no.
What? You didn't like Salamandastron? Hey, Badgers!
It's like, we haven't even gotten to Salamandastron yet.
I'm done with this!
We should probably do like a warning when we get to that book of, yeah, we're probably going to be telling way more drug jokes than usual.
Yeah.
I'll take the place of Pete when I say PG podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you were the one that coined the term Salamandastrain.
Thank you, Salamandastrain, man.
And then also, we would like to encourage you guys and gals listening to us to send in questions if you have any for us. We were thinking of doing a Q&A episode as well. So send us questions of, like, on topic about the... You know, talking about the books, our opinions on the books that we've gone through so far. Please, no spoiler-related questions. We're not going to talk about Redacted dying yet.
Sorry. I will take the blame for that one. That was my fault.
And so, yeah, or if you just have questions about us in general. Again, PG Podcast. Please don't ask inappropriate questions. But so far, I think Pete has said he's seen some good feedback from people. So if you guys can give us that same good feedback on the Twitter, and also spread the word about the podcast too. You know, tell your friends, tell your families, if you have kids that are actually going to be reading these books, let them know. They might get a kick out of it.
Yep.
What was that?
I just had a simple frappuccino. Leave me alone.
The mini-sode where there are no rules.
Yeah,
we need to do a round table episode. Let's all fly out to, I don't know where Pete lives. Let's go, Pete. Sit around his kitchen table. Have a full episode.
There we go. I don't know if that would work. All the different times he's tried to strangle me through the monitor, he would actually have a physical ability to do it this time.
Yeah, that might not be so great.
Day 3 of recording! Studio's on fire! Jeremy's strung up from the ceiling. Actually hanging there. I mean, he's literally taped to the ceiling. We don't know how.
It's like, does that sound Jeremy banging his head voluntarily against the desk? No, that's Pete smashing against the desk.
Katie's dog has been locked in the bedroom. It's chewed through the wall. We can't stop him.
I was going to say, she would probably just break the door down.
Dog's out of control. Katie's lost on the corner of the street. Nobody went to get her. It's a new town. We don't know. This has been recorded on the wall. Drew Matthew here. We actually ate Pete.
Correspondent Drew.
So wait, my dog is in the house, but I'm not in the house? Yeah. How does this work?
Well, that's how you got lost, Katie.
Oh, I see. I didn't have the white cane as a backup. I don't think that would happen.
Well, listeners, you responsibly left the house when it was on fire, but we put that out.
Well, listeners, if you ever wanted to know how the show would go without Pete here, here you go.
There you go.
This bit, we're going on the wall.
Thank Drew from Dublin.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Hello.
I got in trouble in theater in high school because we were doing Pride and Prejudice, and I could not do a British accent to save my life. It kept changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would morph in the middle of the play every single time. It was very noticeable. The problem was that we weren't actually mic'd, and my character was deaf. And so I was probably the loudest person on stage at any given time. And so afterwards, the audience feedback that I got was all they could hear during the entire show was me going, "Hey, what's that? Who's marrying my daughter? Get on the horse. Giddy up." Hello.
Oh,
yeah.
We're recording on the wall. Pete's gonna have to cut like half of this. This episode was supposed to last 2 minutes. We only had Twitter to promote. How'd this happen?
Where did Abbott Pete go when we need him?
That actually is kind of like the Abbott voice in the Redwall Abridged series. Hello. Just an Abbott.
Oh, God.
Please don't burn my Abbey.
Pete's looking for Mr. Squirrel. We hope to have
yes, yes. There we go.
Right, so now we know how the show would go. Yeah, we got an accurate idea.
Yeah. All right. So. Is there anything else that, like, actually on topic, if we had a topic, that you two would like to cover?
I suppose I should repeat one more time that the Twitter handle is ROTWpod. That's also the email. Just add @gmail.com on the end of it. And no at sign, except for, you know, @gmail. But the Twitter has an at in front of it, and I just made this way more complicated than it had to be.
That's right. I've never used Twitter, so I didn't – when I said it earlier, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to add the at sign or not, if I was supposed to say that or not.
Yeah. No.
Katie emailed me, was like, "Hey, can you attach the logo as the avatar?" And I'm like, "All right, let's see how this goes." And after three attempts, I got it right.
Yay!
So you will, and it's actually centered perfectly. So when you all go to our Twitter, ROTW pod, you'll see recorder on the wall perfectly set up on the as the avatar.
Cool. And you'll see my first tweet, which is a terrible pun about Queen Warbeak liking the name Twitter.
I just got
one
that.
One second, I got to find this Twitter.
Drew will be
computing
our
computing device.
As the last part of this episode, Drew will do the honors of finding the Twitter and confirming that everything is live and working.
All right, all Correct. Right. This is very exciting. ROTW pod, POD.
Yes.
Warbeak is thrilled at the name of the social media platform.
What a sad Twitter.
Success!
Perfect. No, it's working. I am following
cheers,
right
Drew.
Now. Cheers.
I followed too.
I saw
so
that.
Now we have two followers.
Katie is our first follower.
Aw, oh, damn.
I wonder how that happened.
Oh, and now we have two. There we go. All right. Well, that's it for our mini-sode, which I am going to make sure stays mini. It was on Pete and mine other podcast. At one point, Pete couldn't record, so I got a friend of mine to help me do an episode on Spider-Man Homecoming, and we were just going to talk about 10 minutes, and we ended up talking for over an hour about it. So
whoa.
It turned into a full-blown episode.
Fun times.
Yep.
Just so, dandy.
For all you listeners, you could find us at recorderonthewall.com. We're on iTunes and Google Play Podcasts. English speak the good I do. And you can also find us on the Eulalia subreddit, as well as the official Redwall forums. And now, for the first time ever, you can find us on Twitter, ROTWPod. And if you have any feedback, go ahead and tweet it there. And also, you can send it to rotwpod@gmail.com. I realized that since I'm the one that usually plugs everything at the end of every episode, my job just got a heck of a lot harder.
We should just like pre-record something. We should just put at the end of every episode.
That's actually a good idea.
I wouldn't have that great personal touch.
I mean, unless you recorded it with like a robot, I think it would still sound personal.
Please visit us at recorderonthewall.com.
I could have my computer screen reader do it. He sounds pretty robotic.
There we go. All right. Until next time, everyone, take care.
Bye.
Peace.